just a phenomenal team win. Really proud of our effort and our toughness. You know, we had to really scrap and claw to get this done. And, you know, it was one of those games that I think we'll look back on and say it was a turning point for us.
Yeah. Can you just talk about that final 2 minutes there? You take the lead, then you fall behind by seven, and just that execution down the stretch.
Yeah. You know, we had a hard time of running our offense in the first half. They disrupted everything, took us out of our stuff. And, you know, we just had to simplify the game. We just said, all right, let's just throw it in. Let's drive it into the paint. Let's just really try to simplify what we're doing. We tried not to set so many ball screens. We just started what we call ISOM and just like slip it and just open up the floor and try to drive it. And you know, and that kind of gave us a chance to get some momentum offensively. But then they made a run and they made shots. You know, Tynes is so good. And the kid Mantis was really good in the first half. You know, and then you know, when it came to winning time, I thought our guys made a lot of winning plays. Malcolm, BP's foul shots, Mike's three, Kyrone's three, and his pass to Mike. We were able to get some things done.
Yeah, you guys looked to Malcolm a lot there in that second half, and he really paid off for you. Just what did you see from that matchup and how he was kind of able to play?
Well, you know, I just think, and you know, there's not too many guys at this level that can guard him. He's so big and strong and physical. In the first half, they did a good job of taking him away and making it hard to get touches down there. And then at times we weren't patient enough. But as the game goes on, I think that's hard to do for a full 40 minutes is to take away a big, strong guy like him. And then we do have a lot of guys like Otto and Nico and Ben Defty that we can throw in there. And so I you know, if they do a good job early, I don't know if they can keep us from doing what we want to do and getting in there as the game goes on. And, you know, as the game wore on, we were able to get it to them.
You know, you mentioned that the offensive struggles in the first half, a season low and first half points, seemed like they were doing a good job, you know, sealing off and stopping those interior passes. Just, you know, what were kind of the things that they were doing to take you guys out of your game?
They were three quartering hard when we tried to get the ball in from the wing. And so the pass that was more open was the one from the top, but then they pressured us. I mean, they came out with so much pressure. We really had a hard time of running anything. We turned the ball over a ton. We didn't get shots. We shot the ball late in the shot clock. Just a lot of things that went down in that first half. And again, like I said, we had to kind of change up how we were attacking them. And once we did that, we were able to kind of play with a little more flow.
Are those situations too, when they're taking you guys out of things where you would like to have Miles on the court, but obviously he had that foul trouble?
Yeah. I thought that was a big deal too, not having him in there. You know, we kind of struggled at times, but I thought Asmar did a good job. You know, he ran our offense. He played 25 minutes tonight. I thought he did a good job.
You know, I mean, what can you say about Mike and Kyrone? They've been so strong for you all year, but you know, especially down the stretch there coming.
Yeah,
up.
Both those guys are winners, and they in big moments they've consistently made shots and plays to help us win. I thought both guys were very good defensively as well. You know, with those guys on the floor tonight, we were plus 12 and plus 14. That's outstanding on the road. I thought those guys looked like all league players tonight.
Yeah.
And how they played bad, how they played the full game defensively and offensively.
Yeah. Speaking of Mike's defense, he had a crucial on that last stop that you guys had. He was the one playing the on-ball defense, forcing that missed shot. How much has he grown, especially on the defensive end?
Yeah, we challenged him. I thought he came. He was real hungry in the summer to kind of prove that he deserved a bigger role. And then in the fall, I thought he was outstanding. He was playing like one of our best players for a really long time. I thought after like four or five games, he kind of got into a little bit of a rut in terms of energy. I think our guys get a little worn down, to be honest with you, school-wise. And so we weren't getting a ton out of them. as much as we could get out of them, I felt like, from a defensive standpoint. So we just really tried to challenge our guys more going into this game and going into league play, that we just have to be better. And tonight we were great. Like, this is the thing I'm really pleased with, is that they shot 34% in the second half. We were outstanding. We were outstanding defensively tonight.
You guys, as a game, you chased the game. You're behind the whole game. You came back. What got you back into it?
You know, the whole season has been the same old story. You know, we have a good first half, then the second half we're not able to finish games. So that was really emphasis at halftime. You know, we didn't have the best first half, so we wanted to come out the second half with good energy. Like, everyone connected on defense, and I think we did that, and we executed down the stretch, and it worked out in our favor.
Coach said he wanted you to simplify, just get it in and go attack the rim. You know, he said that Maine was so disruptive, but that's what you guys ended up doing, just attacking the rim in the second half.
Yeah, they were being very aggressive the whole game, especially the first half, so we knew that to release pressure off our perimeter guys, you know, just keep pounding that paint. You know, I think we have an advantage there the whole game, so that paid off in our favor. Just whenever, like, teams really pressure us hard and deny us, I think a good outlet for us is just to keep pounding that paint, whether it's passing it in there or driving it in there or rebounding it, you know, and we did a good job of that tonight.
Okay, the basket put you guys ahead. Who gave it to you?
Kyron on the yep. High-low pass. He's done a really good job all season of finding me in positions where I can score. You know, he's a great playmaker, and he put me in a position where I'm comfortable with, and you know, it worked out.
It was just a one-on-one with you and the other guy, and you're stronger, a little stronger, just took it to the hole.
Yeah, I know I'm comfortable. I'm very confident in the work I put in on my body and my game. So when I got in that position, I was comfortable, and I knew it was automatic.
Congratulations. Thanks. Thank you.
Yep.
Happy New Year.
And then what was coach's message at the half?
Just to continue pounding on defense on the second half. You know, that's been a weak spot for us all season long, you know, second half defense. So just coming out in the second half and having a good defensive mindset, which is something we haven't done all year. And I think we did that tonight, so it worked out in our favor.
And what was the key defensively to keep Maine under 60 points?
Our ball screen defense, you know, that's kind of been a struggling point for us all year. You know, guards getting hit or bigs not being up high enough to the point of the ball screen. So we really wanted to hone in on our ball screen defense, because their Maine's a very ball screen heavy team. So we did that and it worked out.
And what does it mean for the team to end non-conference play with the W going into league play?
It means everything. You know, we came into this game with the mindset that this was a conference game. So it feels good to have momentum going into Lafayette. We know that we had a rough non-conference schedule. So just to close out on a good note before the New Year's is a good feeling.
All right. Thank you.
The game, you guys were chasing it the whole game, but you came back, you hit a big three. What got you back into this?
Honestly, just getting stops down the stretch. I mean, we just really try to pride ourselves on getting defensive stops and trying to get better at that. So getting defensive stop and then getting a good shot after that. So.
And then you got open in the corner.
Yes, sir.
On the three, and that was, I think Shimizu gave you the pass.
It was Kai. We're on a fast break. Kai passed to me from the right wing to the corner. So I think it was a good read, and you know, I just try to trust in my work I put in and just shoot the shot.
Well, you hit two threes when you needed to. You got one, Kai, I think, hit one, and then you hit one.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
It's got to be a good win then.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I couldn't do any of this without my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this is all up to him. All his glory goes to him, because without him, I wouldn't be anything. So.
You guys keep, you know, you guys never gave up.
Yeah.
Kept fighting.
Exactly.
And congratulations.
Thank you.